This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Welcome back to the Week in Philly. A community center in North Philadelphia reopened this week. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams joins us now with more. And Raquel, tell us about the hard-tramped community center. What's the backstory here?
Yeah, that community center was built back in 1973. It was the place to go where people got information. There were after school programs, even wedding receptions and sports programs, swimming. Everything was there. It was really a hub for that community there, and it was definitely missed when it shut down.
When and why did it shut down?
It shut down about 23 years ago, and it's really because funding ran dry. Funding ran dry. They were unable to keep it up, maintain it, stay out on top of repairs, and they eventually just, you know, had to close it. And that was definitely unfortunate for the community.
So who stepped up to start it in motion to repair it?
Well, I can tell you that back in 2019, City Council approved legislation to buy the center, refurbish it, along with the adjoining playground. That was then Council President Daryl Clark, who's actually now retired and is on the board of the Philadelphia Housing Authority. He was instrumental in getting that moved through.
There will be a cornerstone for this community as we move forward. And this tops it off, having a new full-blown community center with a full-blown swimming pool inside the facility.
Now, at the time, PHA had some plans to redevelop the area near Fairhill Apartment Building, build new townhomes, affordable housing, along with some senior units, and plans to reopen and refurbish Hartranft was included in that. So I know you're probably wondering what took so long, right?
Is it COVID related?
No, actually, it wasn't COVID related. It was owned by the Board of Education, and there was a lot of back and forth regarding land transfer and lots of red tape. But ultimately, I have to tell you, there was a community. The community's voice really pushed things through. They were not patient at all. Once they knew that this was going to open at some point, they really rallied behind the council. They stayed on top of PHA to make sure that this actually, you know, happened and went through. There were some people there that I spoke to at the ribbon cutting. They were talking about how they remembered how the center was just bustling and how, you know, they were learning how to swim there. And now they're saying, yeah, I'm going to take my grandkids here now because it's opening up with this wonderful swimming pool. It's just now a new state-of-the-art facility.
I swim in this swimming pool, and now I have grandchildren that I'm going to bring right back into the swimming pool, so it means a lot to me.
I'm 82 years old. I've never learned how to swim, but this will make it happen for them.
For a community that didn't have this space, that missed this space, it was a central location for so many of the good things that were happening in the community. I think it's incredible.
And is it returning basically to what it was in its
in its glory several years ago as far as a community center, hub of the neighborhood?
I believe it will. I mean, it definitely has the tools to do all of that. $11.5 million went into renovations. That indoor warm swimming pool, underground swimming pool, is just beautiful. And it's on the first floor. And, of course, the building also has recreational rooms. And there's going to be a reading program, after-school services. They're also talking about early childhood and social services coordinators that are going to be on staff there. And they are hoping to get some lifeguards and people who can teach folks how to swim so that is just the way it was when it was open before. And, you know, they are so happy that it's open because the blight was, it was just so ugly as it was just sitting there deteriorating for years and years and years. Now it's just like this beacon of hope for the community.
And are any steps being taken or anything being put in place to make sure it doesn't fall into disrepair again?
I think the money helps. This huge cash infusion really turned this building into something that can be easily maintained. And allegedly, they're going to, you know, stay on top of it. And hopefully funding won't run dry anytime soon.
All right. Thank you, Raquel. That's KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams joining us. And that is going to do it for this edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Brian Seltzer and Sabrina Boyd-Circa. My name is Matt Leon. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your weekend. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.9% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.9% APR on a 2025 Accord or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.